Did you just wreck undo? To the microphone, it's April 1st, 2008, 6:03 p.m. On the territory of Dorm CO01, we're trying to release a female to try to induce this male into performing dives. His whiteout on him indicating that we have plucked his R5 feathers. So we're testing to see if he can still make his dive sound when missing those feathers. Cordists are Feo and Clark. Teresa, did you see where he went? Sorry?
Too late.
Sorry, where? Sorry? Did you see where he went? No. Where? Where is he?
Oh, no.
Okay. Here goes. Dive one.
Going up.
Ascending. It's at the top of apex of his dive.
Dive two.
He's circling around.
Dive three.
He's rising up. He's ascending. He's near the apex.
Dive four.
So he's rising up. He's now circling around. Dive five. So he's circling around the top of his dive.
Dive six.
He's at the top of his dive, circling around.
Dive 7, the bird is passing basically right over my head and he's now pulling off. The last three dives, the bird was basically just right above me. Maybe 3 meters or so ahead above my head.
Wow. I could very clearly see all of them too.
Yeah.
Sweet. Will you take 7?
The date is April 1st, 2008.
Was that from releasing the female?
Yeah. April 7th, 2008. This is Clark and Farrow. We're at Boy Deep Canyon Desert Research Station in Riverside County, California. That was the male Clarissa's hummingbird, Dorm CO01, diving to a female that we released on this territory. He did 7 dives, which me and Clark both clearly saw, and he didn't make a sound. The last 3 dives on my recorder were basically directly under him as he passed overhead, maybe about 3 meters above me. And he had a light mark on him indicating that his R5s had been cut. Congratulations. Do you guys want spaghetti and meatballs? We're about to start making it.
Cool.
Thank you for stopping.
You
that was
make
big.
Some
finally got their data. I was like, well,
we can do that. We've got some.